This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Chile exchanged agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both the sides also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with the President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi yesterday, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said Chile is an important friend and a partner for India in Latin America. He said during discussions they'd identified several new initiatives to enhance cooperation in the coming decade. The Prime Minister said both the sides have instructed their teams to begin discussions on a mutually beneficial comprehensive economic partnership agreement. Speaking on the occasion, Chile President Gabriel Boric Font reiterated his country's commitment to enhancing bilateral ties. He highlighted the importance of strengthening commercial ties, investments, and critical mineral cooperation, which are essential to addressing global climate change challenges. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 will come up for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha today. Talking to the media at Parliament House, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, said that 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that 8 hours is fixed right now for Waqf Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the sense of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill.
The BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to ensure their presence in the Lok Sabha today. Meanwhile, the Congress also issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to be present in the House for the next 3 days. The Reserve Bank of India has said that 98.21% of the 2,000 rupees banknotes have been returned to the banking system, and only rupees 6,366 crore worth of such notes are still with the public. On May 19, 2023, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, announced the withdrawal of Rs. 2,000 denomination banknotes from circulation. The RBI said in a statement issued today that the total value of 2,000 rupees banknotes in circulation, which was Rs. 3.56 lakh crore at the close of business on May 19, 2023, has declined to Rs. 6,366 crore at the close of the business on March 31, 2025. It further said that 98.21% of the 2,000 rupees banknotes in circulation as of May 19, 2023 has since been returned. Defence exports have surged to a record high of over 23,600 crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25, registering a growth of 12.04%. The Ministry in a statement said that the Defence Public Sector Undertakings, DPSUs, have shown a significant increase of 42.85% with 8,389 crore rupees in exports. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the country is marching towards achieving the target of increasing the defence exports to 50,000 crore rupees by 2029. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the Army Field Hospital, established by an Indian medical contingent, has treated around 104 patients as part of Operation Brahma in the earthquake-hit Myanmar. Two major surgeries were undertaken. The Ministry also added that one Indian Air Force aircraft, C-130J, carrying 16 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material, arrived at Mandalay Airport in Myanmar. The humanitarian aid was handed over to Lieutenant General Myo Mo Aung and dignitaries of the Myanmar government. This was the first aircraft to land in Mandalay for HADR aid. In IPL T20 cricket, riding on the blistering knock of 69 runs by Prabhsimrit Singh, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Skipper Shreyas Iyer scored 52 runs. For Lucknow Super Giants, Divesh Singh Rathi took both the wickets. Earlier, Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to field, put into bat, host Lucknow Super Giants, posted 171 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.